Queridos hermanos y hermanas, dear friends, this past Thursday morning, I attended a breakfast at Congregation Shalom in Fox Point. There were about 8 religious leaders, if you will, a mixture of Christians and Muslims and Jewish leaders, hosted by one of the rabbis at Congregation Shalom, hosted for our monthly breakfast meeting. As you might imagine, there was some superb kosher food served. And then there was the wide-ranging kind of conversation we always have when we come together. We offered some mutual support for the common pastoral problems we each understand very well. And we spoke about the needs of the civic community, the larger community within which all of us live. It was a gathering of friends. It was a gathering of friends who respect our religious differences, of friends who in no way minimize our convictions, who care about each other, and who want the greater Milwaukee area to be better and healthier in every way than it is. Sitting in that small conference room in the synagogue, I thought about this morning's gospel, about the promise of Jesus that not one single iota of the law would be abolished until it was all fulfilled, until it was all perfectly obeyed by everyone. The Gospel of Matthew, as I say every once in a while, as I remind myself periodically, was written, as we know, to a community comprised of two groups, two different groups, united in unexpected ways. First, there were what we call the Torah-observant Jewish, who were faithful to their customs, but also accepted Jesus as the promised Messiah. And then there were some Gentiles not bound by the customs of Judaism, but also accepting Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Both groups, reflected in Matthew's Gospel, were living and praying together. Both groups were united in faith and charity. Were there problems? Were there misunderstandings? Were there even arguments? Well, I'm sure there were. But nevertheless, they managed to find unity as a result of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. I suppose it's a little bit like marriage. You find unity by all the gifts of the Spirit. And Matthew's Gospel was written for them, and was written to them. And it's always helpful, I think, to keep that in mind in the process. At times, Jesus argued with other rabbis in the first century, because they were all passionate about debating God's will. Their convictions were important. It mattered. Jesus insisted that everyone was obliged to obey the law. Maybe not necessarily all the customs that were gathered to protect the law, but everyone obliged to obey the law. His teaching, like some of his colleagues, went even further, as we hear in this morning's gospel, because he insisted that there should always be continuity between our inner thoughts and our actions. That there should be a kind of consistency. I suppose we could say it differently in something like, say what you believe and believe what you say and practice what you say and what you believe. I recall some years ago, E. Michael McCann, shortly after he retired from being the district attorney of Milwaukee County, came to Cousin Center. He came to give a talk He was invited to talk about what he had learned after 30-some years of being district attorney here in Milwaukee. And I must say, I was surprised because he came and he said, "You know what I've learned?" And then he smiled and he said, "The sisters were right. The sisters were right when they said, if you think bad thoughts, you're going to do bad things. And if you think good thoughts, you're going to do good things. So pay attention to what you think about." I said, all my years in the district attorney's office have convinced me of that fundamental truth. And my conclusion, he said, is that sisters were right. We all smiled, but we got the point. And the point is that our inner, perhaps hidden thoughts and feelings, they matter. It isn't just the action of killing or adultery or stealing or lying or blatant disrespect against somebody else, but it's what we think about before we do that that matters. Years ago, one of the earlier philosophical writings on phenomenology, written by John Paul II, insisted that the first effect of any decision we make, even before it gets into action, the first effect of any decision we make is on ourselves. That we become the kind of person who does these things, good or bad, and then we do them, good or bad. Jesus preached the kingdom of God. He preached the kingdom of God at work in the world. He kept pointing out that God was at work, but not just out there with all those people, that God was at work in us as well, constantly trying to pull us into understanding that our innards are very important and that they're connected to the things that people can observe and that we have to pay attention because God is at work to make our insides consistent with what we want to do and be. God helps us to be people of integrity, whose minds and hearts, whose hands and tongues are all woven together by justice and by care for the truth and by charity. I remember visiting a nursing home years ago. The longer I live, the more all my memories are from years ago. That's kind of the way it is. But I remember visiting a nursing home down in South Milwaukee and standing in the corridor and watching two elderly folks in the nursing home in their wheelchair just banging against each other in the middle of the corridor. And each one of them shouting at the other to get out of the way, stubbornly. But neither one of them would move out of the way themselves. They just kept shouting at each other, and they wouldn't move. And it was kind of sad. But I thought, I can still remember thinking, as we age, we become more who we are. And more so. Family and friends are really very important because they help us achieve that kind of consistency. They love us enough to tell us the truth, whether we want to hear it or not. And people of God gathered together worship are important for that. As we try to listen to the will of God and think about it and do it. So this gospel reminds us that what we think matters, that it matters to God, that it matters to the community, that it matters to us as well. The gospel of the Lord.